All right, all right, all right. This is Swordfish again, back with Swordfish Survival Podcast. I thank you for your time and attention to previous episodes. I thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something. Today's episode is called Let's Talk. Let's talk about food prep in our survival situations. Let's talk about our food storages, food preparation options, should the shit hit the fan. Food is a very critical aspect of a survival situation because you can live up to 3 weeks without food. It's been proven in different scenarios and different environments through either practice or actual real life hitting somebody extremely hard. You can live 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, but let's focus on food today. What does your food storage and your food collection stores look like? I'm not talking about what you have in your cabinets. I'm not talking about what you have in your basement. I'm talking about what you have put back 3 months, 6 months, maybe even a year's worth of food that you can fall back on should something bad happen. God forbid you lose your job or have to relocate for whatever reason and you can't find work right away. How are you going to feed your family? How are you going to feed yourself? What are you going to do to simply survive? So that's what this episode's about today. Some questions you need to ask yourself. Do you have enough non-perishable food to last you a simple power outage? It could take 1 to 3 days at most. I've experienced longer power outages, but your typical power outage during a snowstorm or a thunderstorm can take 1 to 2 to 3 days. Could be up to a week, depends on the severity of the situation. How are you going to prep your food? I mean, does the food that you currently have, does that require heat? Does it require water to hydrate the food to make it ready to eat? These are things you need to take into consideration when you're doing your food preps and your food stores. Is the food something you're actually going to eat? I mean, it's okay to store 5 years worth of MREs, but if it's something you're not going to eat because it tastes like cardboard, or if it has no flavor, you know, those calories are going to go to waste and you're just going to end up throwing them in the trash. So let's keep these things in mind as we continue this conversation and continue this episode. Let's think about some non-food items, non-perishable food items first. Things that have a minimum of a 5-year shelf life that may need a heat source or a way to create fire to cook this food and water to hydrate it. One thing I like to fall back on is the Mountain House meals you can find at Walmart, you can find at Dick's Sporting Goods, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop. These fit good in your everyday carry bag. They fit good in your bug out bag. They store well. They have up to a 10-year shelf life. It is dehydrated food. It is real food that has been prepared and it's been dehydrated to give it a longer shelf life. It does come in various flavors and meal types. Beef stroganoff. I've seen the lasagna. I've had the lasagna. I've had chicken and rice. I've had the teriyaki chicken flavor. They have breakfast options too. There's one that's called Harvest Apple, and it's basically like an apple cobbler that you just heat and hydrate. There is oatmeal raisin. There's a blueberry cobbler. There's eggs and bacon. For those who love eggs and bacon in the morning, there's an eggs and bacon option. I mean, you can't go wrong with eggs and bacon. Everybody loves that. If you don't, you're wrong. I'm sorry. There is one, even it's an ice cream sandwich that you pour just a little bit of water on to hydrate the meal. And it's hot water that heats it up, but it's amazing. I've had it in. So one of the few times I went out camping, and I actually had an ice cream sandwich before laying down for the evening. It was a dehydrated ice cream sandwich, and it was amazing. This food does not taste like cardboard, and it's very easy to prepare. You boil up to 8 ounces of water, put it in the container, seal it off, wait about 8 to 10 minutes. You're good to go. You open it up, have your spork ready, and you go to town on a meal. Mountain House has it that on lock, so to speak. And the meals are cheap. Like I said, they store well. They come in the single-serve pouches. They come in a two-serving pouch, so you can store some, eat some for now and store some for later. They come in what's called number 10 cans. I think there's about 20 servings in that one can. And they, like I said, they have a 5 to 10 year shelf life and only requires boiling water to make that meal ready to eat. Next, an example of food that does not require heat and water. It's going to be your canned meats and vegetables. They have a longer shelf life because they're vacuum sealed in a stainless steel or aluminum can. They're already packed with some water. Most of them, you don't require a heat source to eat, like Campbell's Chunky Soup. Everybody loves soup, especially in the fall season, winter season. Soup is a very filling meal. It is higher in sodium, so if you do eat soup on a regular basis, be sure to stay hydrated. Canned meats and canned vegetables are also higher in sodium content. Be sure to hydrate well, because that sodium will rob your body of water in a survival situation and cause you to dehydrate. These are especially good to carry if you want to be on the go, so to speak, and don't require a heat source or water necessarily to prepare a meal. And the only downside to having canned items is they're a little heavier than the previously mentioned Mountain House meals. But what you're saving is time and preparation and calorie content. You can have 3 cans of soup, and that'll get you through 3 days of a rough situation from a calorie content standpoint, if it's an individual. Next is going to be a self-contained meal preparation setup that is made famous by our military, the MREs. Everybody knows what MREs are, is meals ready to eat. They come with a high calorie content food source. It comes with their own heating elements, comes with flavor packets. It comes with salt, pepper, dessert, drinks, or drink mix to add to your water. Those also have a 5 to 10 year shelf life, and they are a self-contained high calorie content entity that you can put in your bag, and one of those will get you through a day because they're very high in calories. You need that calorie content to, if you're all staying on the move in a survival situation, or if you're out in the wilderness, those calories will get you sustained till your next meal or to your end location if you're traveling. Another quick and easy meal option is that's readily available is granola or Clif bars. Those are oatmeal based in their flavor. They have high content of carbs, some protein, some sugars. They're easily stored in cargo pant pockets, your everyday carry bag, your bug out bag. They don't have as long of a shelf life. They do come in multitude of flavors. I've had most of them. The blueberry oatmeal is probably my favorite, followed by the classic chocolate fudge. Those are really good for a quick meal substitution on the go. Each bar is about 200 to 250 calories. So if you do the math about what your calorie content needs are, and we're going to go through some of that next, you can quickly get to that with protein and carb sources from your Clif bars or other granola bars. The protein feeds your muscles so you can perform, and the carbs provide your energy so you can do what you need to do to survive. So we've went through several food options between those that you need to prepare with water and heat, those that are self-contained options such as an MRE, and canned meats and vegetables. So the next question I imagine would be, how much food do I need? How long do I need to store this food? How many people that am I going to be feeding? These are things you need to ask yourself when you're preparing a food storage. Good rule of thumb that I've heard from different sources would be 1,000 calories a day per person. That's enough calories to keep you alive and to keep you on the go without sacrificing time and effort. If you can get 1,000 calories a day, that seems like a lot, but a lot of people will get that in a meal. But 1,000 calories a day, you can spread that out to keep you sustained, keep you on the go, keep you performing, keep you alive. That's in a survival situation, the only thing that is pertinent to your survival is keeping you alive. And focusing on your hydration is very, very important. I mean, if you're eating these processed foods with higher sodium contents, sodium is a preservative, and that's keeping the shelf life of this food longer. But you're sacrificing your water that's in your body, so you need to replenish that water on a regular basis. 1,000 calories per person per day. Could be less, but if you're traveling, like I said, you need your energy. You'll be hungry, but you'll be alive. I'd rather be hungry knowing I'm getting to my destination safely than to starve knowing I had an opportunity to get food or carry food with me and I didn't take it. Next would be if you're doing the MREs and you're in a group, you can have one MRE per person. That'll get you through the day. Like I said, it's a very high calorie dense meal situation that is self-contained. You can heat it on the go. Afterwards, burn your contents so you don't leave a trail. And we'll go from there. I recommend starting with a 30-day food supply in your basement. Get you a shelving system. Next time you go to the grocery store, pick up 5 cans extra each time you go to the grocery store. If you get soup, if you get canned vegetables, canned meats, get things that don't require heat and light to prepare the foods. If you're going to keep it in your basement, keep it in your house. Canned chicken, canned tuna, These items are already cooked. You don't have to worry about heating them up before you partake of the food. Canned vegetables, they, like I said, have a longer shelf life, and those calories are better calories for you than pure carb sources. They have nutrients and vitamins, and we all know this, but it's just a matter of putting these things into action. Should a survival situation come to pass, you need to be ready. And like I said, granola. Granola is a great carb source that some of it has good proteins in it also, and it has a longer shelf life, so granola is a good option to carry with you as a snack or a meal replacement or things of that nature. And one thing that people don't think about is peanut butter. I mean, at first I didn't think about peanut butter being a survival food, but it's packed full of good fats, protein content, calories. 2 tablespoons of peanut butter can be a meal in a survival situation. A can of peanut butter can get you through two or three days. I've heard of college kids that didn't have money because of not having a job while being in school, living on peanut butter through the week until they got paid at their student job or whatever the situation may have been. But peanut butter was enough of a food source to sustain them and provide them a food opportunity when they may not have taken the time to prepare for something down the road. All right, guys, that's the beginning of a food prep option for you. I hope you can take this information and build upon it. Build your food storage. Start with 30 days. See what it looks like after 30 days. See, make sure you got enough food for everyone in your family. That is, if the power goes out and you're snowed in and you need to go downstairs and whip up a quick meal. It may not be the best tasting meal, but you're taking in calories. And if you're taking in calories, you're going to survive. All right, guys, this is Swordfish signing out. Peace.